Facebook, Google/YouTube, Twitter censor viral video of Doctors Capitol Hill coronavirus press conference. By Alam Bokhari on July 27, 2020. Facebook has removed a video posted by Breitbart News earlier today, which was the top-performing Facebook post in the world Monday afternoon, of a press conference in D.C. held by the group America's Frontline Doctors and organized and sponsored by the Tea Party Patriots. The press conference featured Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, and frontline doctors sharing their views and opinions on coronavirus and the medical response to the pandemic. YouTube, which is owned by Google, and Twitter subsequently removed footage of the press conference as well. The video accumulated over 17 million views during the 8 hours it was hosted on Facebook, with over 185,000 concurrent viewers. The live stream had accumulated over 17 million views by the time of its censorship by Facebook. In terms of viral velocity, the post was beating content from many other prominent accounts on Facebook today, including Hillary Clinton, Reverend Franklin Graham, and Kim Kardashian. Over 185,000 viewers were concurrently watching the stream when it aired live Monday afternoon. The event, hosted by the organization America's Frontline Doctors, a group founded by Dr. Simone Gold, a board-certified physician and attorney, and made up of medical doctors, came together to address what the group calls a massive disinformation campaign about the coronavirus. Norman also spoke at the event. If Americans continue to let so-called experts and media personalities make their decisions, the great American experiment of a constitutional republic with representative democracy will cease, reads the event's information page. The event was organized and sponsored by the Tea Party Patriots. "We've removed this video for sharing false information about cures and treatments for COVID-19, a Facebook company spokesman, Andy Stone, told Breitbart News. The company did not specify what portion of the video it ruled to be false information, who it consulted to make that ruling, and on what basis it was made. Stone replied to New York Times tech columnist Kevin Roos on Twitter regarding the video. Stone then added that the platform would direct users who had interacted with the post to information on myths debunked by the WHO. Facebook's decision to censor the live stream was quickly followed by YouTube, the Google-owned video sharing platform. The video had over 80,000 views on YouTube prior to its removal. Following Facebook and YouTube's removal of the video, Twitter followed suit, removing Breitbart News's Periscope live stream of the press conference. Jack Dorsey's platform also then limited the Breitbart News official account, indicating that tweets containing links to multiple stories about the press conference violate the platform's COVID-19 policies. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His book #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election is out in September.